Stress in the office is extremely common. One way you can relieve that stress is by saying,
typing, typing, typing on my keyboard, gotta get my report to the boss.
See? The more you know.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Lovely singing voice you must have.
Well, man.
Do you want to come together to make touch one another?
Gosh, I'd like to help you, Peter, but gotta go out in the hall and chew on the back of my ass for about 5 minutes.
Well, heidi ho to you and yours. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, June 24th. My name is Tim. Got a lot on the plate, so let's get right to it, shall we? Let's get right down to the nitty-gritty of the internet comedy. This next clip is for all the teachers out there. I'm sure, even though you are enjoying your summer break, some of you, that you will appreciate the content in this clip. This clip was sent to me by Mr. Gary Warren. Always a reliable source for comedy. Keep them coming, Gary. Appreciate you. Check this out.
Hello, you have reached the automated answering service of your school. In order to assist you in connecting to the right staff member, please listen to all the options before making a selection. To lie about why your child is absent, press 1. To make excuses for why your child did not do his homework, press 2. To complain about what we do, press 3. To swear at staff members, press 4. To ask why you didn't get information that has already been enclosed in your newsletter and several flyers that have been mailed to you, press 5. If you want us to raise your child, press 6. If you want to reach out and touch, slap, or hit someone, press 7. To request another teacher for the third time this year, press 8. To complain about bus transportation, press 9. To complain about school lunches, press 0. If you realize this is the real world and your child must be accountable and responsible for his or her own behavior, classwork, and homework, and that it's not the teacher's fault for your child's lack of effort, hang up and have a nice day. If you want this in another language, move to a country that speaks it. Thank you for your interest in public education.
I just love that. I guess I should have played that clip back when school was in session, perhaps like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Would have been a little more relevant. Anyway, funny nonetheless. Got some news coming up for you, but first, let's listen to Selma Hayek freak out because she saw a snake.
Oh my gosh! Oh my god!
Somebody, please!
No!
Okay, it's okay. Not gonna come up here.
Somebody,
do something! It's not gonna come up here.
No!
Somebody do something!
No!
I got you! It's okay! It's okay! It's going away! Thank you so much!
It's a 4-inch garden snake, you stupid sea, huh? And yet, in my eyes, she can still do no wrong. Oh, Selma, won't you be mine? Here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News.
A night watchman in Texas keeps Jay Leno under close surveillance. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. It was learned today that for nearly 2 months, Auto Parts Warehouse night watchman Ray Shemansky has closely monitored Jay Leno on his security post television.
Now, what Mr. Leno says, I will hear. What he does, I will see. Mr. Leno does not leave my sight at any time.
Shemansky is also keeping a watchful eye on Conan O'Brien and Craig Kilborn. Doyle Redlin for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
All righty then. Well, that just about concludes the content portion of this particular broadcast. Please, to be coming back tomorrow for more internet comedy fun. And don't forget, the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast is searchable on iTunes. This is the trick, though. No space between VoiceOver and Chameleon. Otherwise, you'll never find it. So anyway, check it out. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Just spread the word. I appreciate it. And until next time, whatever you do, don't get any on you. Bye-bye.
Shut up!